Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Kisetze. Parshas Kisetze has an unusual number of new mitzvahs. Gittin, Kedushin, Yevamis, all have their roots in Kisetze, as does at least one of the parashiyas of Hashavas Aveda. Vashivoy Saloi, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, is in this week's parasha. The Gemara Bava Metziach of Chesam Adbei says, Metapel imai ad yud beis chaydish, that somebody who finds a metziah with certain obligations to work with it until yud beis chaydish, until 12 months, there's a good chance that the owner will come and take it. After yud beis chaydish, under certain conditions, you'll have to sell it and put away the money. So that's the Gemara, metapel imai ad yud beis chaydish. The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Ches brings a pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says that 12 months is the end of Aveilus, and 12 months is Kechli Oiveid, a person gives up on a Keli that's lost. And that's the idea of Yud Beis Chaydesh being a time a person forgets. This week is Parshas Kisetze, prior to a Iber Yar, to a year with two Adars. There's some Sefer Netshuva, the Sefer Simen Kuf Yates, writes that on a Iber Yar, We have a problem. There's a mitzvah of Zechiras Maisa Amalek, to remember what Amalek did, and we do it once a year on Shabbos Parshas Zohar. On an Iber Yar, such as this year, it'll be 13 months from last year's Parshas Zohar until Adar Beis, this year's Parshas Zohar. More than the Yud Beis Chaydish mentioned by a Shabbos Aveda. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, it would be appropriate on this Shabbos, Parshas Kisetze, to have in mind by Maftir to be out to the mitzvah of Parshas Zohar. The Maram Shik, Talmid Muvik of the Chasam Sofer, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, brings this concept, B'shem is Rebbe, that on an Iber Yah such as this year, the Parshas Kisetze have in mind to be out to Parshas Zohar, and he compares it to Nishkachti Kameis Milei Foisek Echliyayvei. He compares it to that which I mentioned earlier. The Samarav in Tshuva Stivra Yael, Tshuva Lamed Gimel, takes issue with this Chasam Sofer. First, he's Matzmiah, why no one before the Chasam Sofer mentioned this idea. However, in Tshuva, this Kachi Daka Shal Torah, it's not such a chiddush that sometimes an Adam Gavu comes, Mokim Hinichul Lila His God Elvai. However, he has another kasha, shtaka kasha. He says, what's the comparison to an aveda or to a mace? You think people forget the aveda? You think they forget the mace? No. There, it's an issue of yiyush, or being miyayish. After 12 months, the person is miyayish, he gives up hope that he'll get his aveda back. What does that have to do with the mitzvah of zachar, of remembering something, something that might be forgotten? There's no sign that it's Yud Beis Chaydish, you forget things. And therefore, says the Satmar Rav, there's no comparison. Yeshiva Minyanim, it is the director call out on Parshas Kisetze, announce that people be Yitzha Parshas Zohar, and in the Chassidish Minyanim, it is not the custom, in line with the different shitas that are involved here. What is their argument? The Satmar Rav, as he says, holds that Parshas Zohar is to remember, it shouldn't be forgotten. So it has nothing to do with an aveda. It appears that the Chasam Sofer and the Maram Shik hold that the mitzvah of zachar is also not because you forget, but because you shouldn't be miyayish. What do I mean, be miyayish? When a person loses a close relative, lo yaleinu, it's on his mind. When 12 months pass, he doesn't forget. But he gets accustomed to the fact that his relative is no longer here. It becomes something he's accustomed to. Someone loses an aveda, he hopes to get it back. When 12 months pass, he gets used to the idea. It's already old news by him. It's not something that's fresh on his mind. Parshas Zohar, according to the Chasam Sofer, is similar. The idea of Mechiyas Amalek, of uprooting evil, is something that should be actively on our mind, we should be aware of. And therefore, the comparison is a good comparison. I'd like to add that on Yomim Noiroim, on Rosh Hashanah, we talk about Malchiyos Shefris and Zechreinis. Malchiyos, we know it's an Avodah to feel the kingdom of Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem. Shefris, we also know the mitzvah of Shefris and that a Shefris should awaken us to do tshuva. What exactly is Zechreinis, remembering things? Zechreinis means memories. What does that mean? According to this, we have a new pshat in Zechreinis. Everybody remembers the tshuka, the desire, the cheshek he had for different mitzvahs at different times. Maybe someone, when he began Daf Yomi, started with a cheshek. Or someone, when he began a special seder and learning. Or someone, when he was younger and he had a tremendous cheshek to daven with a lot of kavana. And as time goes on, he gets weakened up. He gets weakened. He gets shrachen. He gets lost from the person. The zechreinis are, they should be refreshed. They should be renewed. It should be there again. The avoid of zechreinis, don't be miayish. Don't give up. Have a fresh start with the chaloimais, with the chukais, with the cheshek, with the desire that you had. Rav Moshe said that we call a yamtif on the name of its mitzvah. Chag HaPesach, we call Chag HaMatzais, the mitzvah is Matzais, the mitzvah Sukkis, the mitzvah Shuas is Tiras HaYomer, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaZikaron, it's a mitzvah. Zikaron is a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? To remember forgotten things? No. The mitzvah is when you miyayish on growth in Avodas Hashem, to renew it, and that's what you didn't do these days. They try to renew and be mechadish, the cheshek, all over again. And so, we have a thought, l'gabei Hashavas Aveda, a halacha l'gabei mitzvah Zechiras Amalek, and an understanding of the Zechreinais of Yamin Meiran. Let's move on to another topic. Parshas Kiseise has a parsha of Gittin. Somebody who divorces his wife, if he's not a Kayin, is allowed to remarry her, as long as she married, didn't marry anybody else in the interim. A man who divorces his wife, Yisrael, who divorces his wife, is allowed to take her back. The Gemara in Gittin and Hey Amid Beis tells us one exception. Somebody who divorces his wife, Mishum Shem Ra, someone who divorces his wife because of rumors of misbehavior, or because the dryness, or because she takes oaths, she makes too many of the Dorim, or Mishum Eilinis, because he suspects that she can't have children. Someone who divorces his wife for one of these three reasons, so, Midrabanan, you're not going to take her back. We tell him at the time of the divorce, you should know you can never take her back. Why do we do that? We're afraid that if a man divorces his wife, for example, because of shame ra, because of bad rumors of bad behavior, later he'll come back and say, oh, I was misled. It's a toss. It's an error. The get is an error. We're afraid he's going to say that. Who knows, he'll say it after the woman remarried and had children, and he'll throw doubt on the whole get. So therefore the Rabbanan said, you tell him, you should know this get is final, is Zehu. That's the Gemara in Gittin Memhe. The Binas Adam, that's the Chachmas Adam in his Binas Adam, his notes, in what he calls the Beis HaNoshim, in the section, or Islamic Beis, explains this halacha. He's dealing with a situation with a man who gave a get with the understanding that he received certain things. And the things were given to him, he gave the get. And one of the things he received was not what it was supposed to be. It was fake. So now he wants to throw it down on the whole get. So the Bina Sodom says, well, he's entitled to what he was promised. But as far as the get is a good get. And he explains this Gemara as follows. Explains why, indeed, if a man divorced his wife because of a shame ra, because of rumors, so why, if the rumors prove to be untrue, why is it not a mekachtos? If a man divorced his wife, he suspects she can't have children, later she can. Indeed, it should be a mekachtos. So, says the Bina Sodom Yisoid. His Yisoid is that a man doesn't divorce his beloved wife because of these reasons. If a man is chavivus to his wife, as he should, and there are rumors, or there are suspicions of medical problems, the chavivus of a man to his wife should be such that he doesn't let go. He tries whatever he could to be there for her. He tries any type of a refuah, If he suspects an illness, he tries any type of limud zchus if there are suspicions about her. A man who gives a divorce is showing that he lacks the actual love, the actual chazivus that he is supposed to be. And a non-sadi, we know nobody would divorce a beloved wife for money. So this man who gave a divorce and complained, he didn't get all of the assets he was supposed to get. The divorce is still a divorce. Ein mevatlin get al pi undina. We don't mevatl get so quickly. His side advarim is when there's chavibus, when there's a love, then a kol pisho and techasa ahava. A proper ahava means that you push through as much as you can. These are the words of the Bina Sadam. Our understanding is really a necessity to have a proper and deep understanding of a love a man has to have for his wife. It's an avodah. Rabbi Yaakov writes in Parshas Chayesara, in tremendous language of devotion a man has to have to his wife. It's an avodah. Nowadays, people are married for years and then they get angry at their wife for different things. The chesaron is missing in the avodah of ahava. We think ahava, love to of a man to his wife, it's something that's natural. It's something that's supposed to be automatic. And if you get upset, you get upset. It's not that way. It's an avoida. It's a midah. It's something a person has to excel in and have a goal to excel in. So you should have a goal to excel in Avas Ishtai, in Avas Yisrael, in Avas Hashem. These are all aspects of avoida. Anytime there's a feeling of shutfis, a man and wife have a feeling that they're partners, and there's a spirit of shutfis with the Torah, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then a man doesn't get upset at his wife. A man doesn't fly off the handle. Imagine, if a Gadol Hador was in the house, you feel there's a shutfis, you, your wife, and the Bairi Olam, if there was some representative of the shutfis, the Bairi Olam in the house, and your wife did something that indeed should not have done, would you get angry in front of him? Would you get upset? It's an avodah, the ahava. The ahava has to be such, no matter what happens, akol pishon techas ahava. In Al-Chet, we say, Al-Chet chatonu lefanecha bahinoas reya. Which literally means we sin to you bahinoas. Ainoa is the lashon of causing pain, reya, to a friend. Reya is a wife. We say, Al-Chet chatonu bahinoas reya. We have to say it for the reyim ahuvim. We have to do tshuva and refresh the old zechrinos of the original time that we decided to get married. It was an ahava beineinu. It has to be refreshed, the silliness of the challenges of life. There's a lot of pain in this world. There's a lot of challenge in this world. There's a lot of disappointment in many areas of life. But a person in his home has to keep the home as fresh as he could be. When a person walks in at night, after a day at work or at yeshiva, the first thing he has to say, how was your day? Has to be positive, has to be good, has to be everything is wonderful. There has to be an avir of positivity in the house. Then the shutfis works. And so, with these thoughts, we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Kisei, say to try to have a feeling of the days of Elul that are upon us, and prepare for a Shana Tova U'Masukah.